Do you regularly take time for you and your needs? Are you even aware or unsure what you need each day? Would you like to learn a big switch that I made to my time this year that's helped me immensely? Learn about making time for yourself as we end our month focusing on time management. Do you control your clutter? Or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a life change I made this year. And I have to laugh. You know, I record a month over a week. So I record 4 or 5 episodes over the week. And last night, I was on a webinar, and it's about astrology and numerology and really interesting stuff that I don't know a lot about. And one of the things she mentioned for, I can't remember if it was my year, because you numerology of a life path number and year, it's actually a very interesting thing. I'd love to get her on the show. Anyway, one of the things she mentioned for the year for me this year was having self-time. So another confirmation that I am on the right path doing what I need to do. If you listen to the podcast, you know, 2018 was really challenging for me. And then last year in 2019, we downsized. So not only letting go of things, but getting a house ready to sell. And that was a lot of work. And then getting a house sold, moving. Thankfully, we didn't have to do one darn thing to this house, which we're really grateful for. And then I got all the books out at the end of last year. So really, the downsizing in books took a lot of my time and an incredible amount of energy. And I realized I was really exhausted. And so at the beginning of this year, 2020, and just to check in, make sure you're writing 2020 on your check. You don't want to write 20 and then have someone fill in the year and say like, okay, but you wrote this and whatever. I've been reading that. I know we got that tip at the beginning of the year. I'm sure you saw it all over the news, but a reminder about halfway through the year. In the time that I've done this, I've been doing it every day this year because it's how I've set it up. It really works for me. It's definitely made a difference to me in my life. I feel I'm less stressed. I feel like I'm more productive. I know I'm more productive. I talked a few years ago how one time I was super burned out and in one summer, I think it was July, I literally spent 2 weeks binge watching The Good Wife. You know, had some good and bad. And then after I did that, I got more done in one day than I could have done in the previous 2 weeks. I just wasn't in the headspace. I think most of you or all of you can probably relate. Just like, man, I don't want to do a darn thing. Like I did my email those 2 weeks and answered emails, but anything, no productivity. I just couldn't do it. Now that was probably, 4 or 5 years ago, but I haven't had to do that again. And so one of the reasons for implementing self-time was hopefully I'm going to avoid that. I'm not going to get a position where, and I'm not talking about vacation and downtime. I'm talking regular work week. I just couldn't do anything. And from a creative standpoint, there are definitely peaks to creativity. You know, I think that you can write, and then when I'm on a project, I let it marinate, and then I come back to it. Write, marinate, edit. And I think it's the same with any creative endeavor, and I get that. And being a solopreneur, there's always something for me to do. And if I don't have a lot of brain power, then I'll do something like post on social media. So I have a little thing called Hootsuite so I can post to most of my social media posts, but it doesn't take a lot of brain power because I've already written it's cut and pasting, but it's still something I have to do. So I try to do things that don't take a lot of brain power if I'm not really feeling it. Even if I have a really scheduled day, and one of the lessons I've learned is I don't overschedule my day. I know in another episode I talked, the doctor's appointment ran over by over 2 hours. It wasn't near the house. So my day, I worked out because I didn't have enough time to meet someone in person, but able to do it to Zoom. But implementing self-time has been really great. No matter if you're doing work like integration, work-life balance, a hodgepodge of the time management, I'm going to encourage you to make self-time happen. First, keep it loosely defined. I purposely kept it broad. And I did this for a few reasons, because I didn't want to add to my stress. If something starts to feeling like a to-do, you get burned out, you get overwhelmed with everything. And so I know a couple of years ago, I did this breathing exercise, and it was something you were suggesting. I think I was the only one in the group that committed to doing it to a year. And I was in Hawaii for 8 of those days. And I remember the day we're flying out and I'm in the bathroom and doing my little breathing exercise. And it took about 20 minutes to do everything. But I was like, I made a commitment to do this, so I'm going to do this. But I didn't write on my to-do list breathing exercise. I've switched back to a paper planner, but on my old whiteboard, I just had a B just to remind me so I wouldn't forget. Sometimes even if I know I'm doing it daily, I can forget it. They really encourage you to keep it loosely defined. Again, the big reason that I keep it very loosely defined is I don't feel like it becomes a chore. So here are some of the things. I wrote down a bunch of things that I consider self-time. So what this means is I'm going to do one of these items or something else during the day. So some of my self-time includes exercise, meditation, mowing the grass. And mowing the grass for me is super relaxing. I do a brain dump. I just feel like my brain can kind of barf out everything it needs to. And I consider mowing very meditative. So for me, that's relaxing, and that's why it's on the list. Time with the cats, napping, reading, painting, just being, playing cards with my husband or playing games, hanging out with someone I like, bubble bath, baking, cooking, laying around on the couch, snuggling with my husband because I feel nurtured when we do this. So again, all about self-care. It doesn't necessarily, self-care or self-time isn't necessarily for me solitary. It might be for you. Massage, sitting on the deck with tea or coffee or cocoa, hugging a tree, hiking, spending time in nature. When I look at this list, to me, they're self-care. When I do these activities, I feel peace, relaxed, nurtured, happy, all good stuff, all positive stuff. Here are some activities that for me, I'm not going to do during self-time. Bill paying. But if it's going to leave mental clutter for you, it could be self-time. Cleaning wouldn't fall into this category as well for me, because I see it as a chore, as a to-do. Oh. Whereas I know other people who are like, it's good for my soul. I clear out the cobwebs in my mind. Social media is a big no for me. But if that's how you connect with people and you consider that connecting time, that might be self-time for you. Define self-time as it fits within your life and what you consider it to be. Now, note here, you might be thinking, well, you know, you are your own boss. You can have a ton of flexibility. I work 9 to 5. I'm in the car. I can commute. Then I'm going to encourage you to carve out pockets. Most of you should get a half hour or an hour break for lunch. So maybe that means that you take the time to close your eyes for half an hour instead of grabbing a bite to eat with someone and eat at your desk. Or if listening to podcasts, if you're commuting and listening to podcasts right now and you feel like, wow, this is self-time because I listen to this podcast, it gets me thinking about things, I'm taking some self-reflection, I feel that that's nurturing my soul, then that's part of self-time. Even if you have a lot of structure in your life, you can carve out the time. I hear about moms closing the bathroom door to get away from it all. You can make it happen. Remember, you have a choice whether or not you're going to make it happen. So don't feel like if you have a 9-to-5 job, even if you have kids, even if you're super busy, you can make it happen. I'm also going to suggest that you change your mindset. Make it a part of self-care. Part of self-care for me is connecting with my husband. I know that you can have a relationship with someone and still not be connected. And so here are some areas and ways that I see people get tripped up. And so this is what I want you to be aware of and examine yourself like, what's my mindset about? When she's talking about self-time, how does that make me feel? Make me feel excited or make me go, oh, I don't have enough time, or So be aware of how you're, what you're feeling as I talk. Don't see it as a chore. You know, I mentioned a moment ago that breathing exercise. It was about, I had committed to doing it for 365 days and connecting. And because I didn't write it down on the to-do list, it didn't feel like a chore. If self-care or self-time is feeling like a chore to you, then that's not good. Then you need to take a step back. Why am I thinking this is a chore? Is it because I don't feel good enough, worthy enough, or loved? Is it that I feel like I don't deserve time for myself, or it's my responsibility for everyone else? So I want you to check in about why you might be seeing it as a chore. Does the thought of clearing your clutter overwhelm you? Clear your clutter inside and out has 21 standalone chapters to fit your schedule and lifestyle. Stop being afraid, gain clarity, and go at your own pace. The Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out workbook lets you record your thoughts step by step as you go through the book. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and also available for purchase on Amazon. Are you busy with busyness, the art of being busy, or are you actually doing stuff? I can think of one client, and I saw her this week, and so that's why she's prominent in my mind, that could honestly say she's super busy. But one of the things her homework assignment was taking time for herself out the day, and because of how her schedules, there's all this stuff to do during the day. There's always something to do. Trust me, I get it. But how what she's doing is set up, she has to take a lot of calls at night. And so what I said, then during the daytime, you need to, whether it's walking the dog, don't ever need to do anything. I'm going to suggest that during the day you walk the dog, you read a novel, whatever it is, you carve out that time. And I really believe that when you do this, it does make you more productive. I know I'm more productive when I'm relaxed, when I am in a headspace to focus 100%. If I'm distracted, it's going to take me longer to do something. But if I'm calm, if I feel that I've been nurtured, if I feel that I'm spiritually fed, if the cobwebs are clean for my mind, then I can get more done. So check in with yourself if you're saying you don't have enough time. And then I'm going to make you time how long you're on Facebook and social media. Actually do that. That's a good exercise. I want you to time the amount of time you spend on social media. I told you that the iPad tells me every week how much time I'm online. Find something similar. Another place you might get tripped up is it's not a priority. So I want you to examine the rest of your life. Is it out of whack? And if it is, then you definitely might need to add even more self-time. And maybe you need to say, okay, I need an hour. Whereas if I row at home and exercise, which is self-time for me, I'm doing 20 or 25 minutes. I want to build up to a half an hour more, but right now that's where I am. It wasn't a huge amount of time. 10 minutes closing my eyes or doing a quick little meditation is self-time. It's all about being aware and examining, how am I feeling? Am I feeling good about life? And you know, maybe, and I also want to say, if it's not a priority or you feel like you don't have enough time, you most likely need to do this pronto. You most likely need to carve out an hour or so, because if you're too busy, it's not a priority. It's just been my experience that it tends to mean, you know what, you need this more now so than ever. So examine your mindset. What are you thinking? What do you think you need to switch to allow you to make time for yourself every day? Next, schedule it. Write it down. This has become a habit for me, so I don't write it down. And also because if I were to write it down, I would feel it as a to-do. You know, I just thought of another example. We are downsizing again, going through everything we own this year. And so decluttering is not a chore for me. Decluttering, I know, goes to support me in so many ways. So it is not seen as a chore, because after I've done this podcast, I have one little pile of stuff that I want to declutter. And that, for instance, counts as self-time, because I know I feel fantastic after that's done. If you're new to this and busy, I'm going to encourage you to write it down. I would just write down self. Again, I talked about keeping it loosey-goosey, so there's not all this pressure like, oh my gosh, well, you know, well, my gosh, it has to be this, this, or this. No. And then write a list. Write a list of what you consider to be self-time. I gave you a bunch of things not too long ago of what I consider self-time. So make that. So if you have your list, you're feeling like, oh, you know what? Not sure what I want to do today. And that's when I'm going to encourage you to close your eyes and check in with yourself. This is about also connecting to your soul and spirit. What is it I need right now? What is it I need to do today? Do I need to go out to lunch with people and connect, or do I need some solitude? And the more I do this self-time, the easier it is for me to figure this self out, and I'm honoring it. So this week, for example, I recorded the podcast, and I got a lot done. I could have gotten more done, but I have to tell you, I was pretty tired. I haven't slept well this week, and so had a nap Tuesday, had a nap Wednesday, definitely doing some more self-time than the half hour that I needed to. So I honored that. And so then I know, again, it gives me that clarity, it gives me that focus, and then I can get more done in less amount of time. And then know that, you know what, and then if I have to work a little more next week, that that's okay, because I'm taking care of me. And as I mentioned earlier, I do work-life integration. I know I have a lot of leeway. And if you listen to the first podcast of this month, I talked about what I would do on a day that didn't schedule anything. So I have a lot of, it makes it super easy to get this in. Again, if you're on 9 to 5, instead of turning on the TV or hopping on social media, commit to yourself. Check in with what you need. Part of your routine when you come home is to devote 15 minutes to yourself. It doesn't have to be a big amount of time. 10, 15 minutes makes a huge difference. Whatever it takes. Again, if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom, if you have to hide in the basement, if you have to sit in the garage, whatever it takes, commit to it. I did an interview with Peter Walsh, and it is available. It's been several years now. It's on the podcast. It's on YouTube. And I remember talking about my sister-in-law. And so the kids are 18 months apart. So it's like, so at the time she would have had it probably, oh, I don't even think how long it's been. This is easy for my math skills. So 6, 5, and 3. Is that right? About 2 years difference between the baby and the, between Emma and Mac. So she had 3 kids, was trying to work, had, you know, house stuff to do. My brother's incredibly busy with his business. And I was giving her an example like, you know, this is someone that I would cut some slack. And Peter Walsh was like, uh-uh. And he talked about that. He's like, no, you know, it, again, you're making the choice. I want you to remember that you always have a choice. This is huge. This is a huge part of what the podcast is, for you to not feel helpless, to not feel like you're in a position where you can't make a choice. Be aware, is this really self-time, or are you using it as a distraction? Are you doing something that enriches your life, or are you allowing yourself to hide? That year that was really hard, you know, I love to read. I read a ton. And reading before bed is part of my routine. It's, gosh, it's been my routine forever. I'm very grateful that my parents really instilled in us the love of reading. We're very fortunate with that. And so that's completely part of my routine. However, that really tough year, I read a lot more, but it was mainly as a distraction. It's like, you know what? I don't want to deal with anything in life right now, so I'm going to read. So was that self-time? Eh, that could be debatable. On one hand, yes. Maybe on the other hand, no. So I just want you to be aware. And again, it's good and it's important if you're doing it for the good stuff, the good reasons. And hopefully that'll make sense. There's nothing wrong with being distracted or procrastinating, but then it gets to how much. Is this part of a daily life that you're doing? Have you, I've spoken with a woman I really like, and she spent 20 years writing a book. And trust me, I get completely how that happens. What we've talked about is a little sense of fear there, which again, I completely understand. So some of the things, instead of working on the book, again, which to me, I consider writing as self-time because it makes me so happy and it brings me so much joy, but doing other things instead of that, or what you love, or being afraid. So just mull that over, marinate on it, and be honest with yourself. You're the archaeologist. Do some research and figure out what it's all about. And finally, check in with yourself. Try and ask yourself each and every day what you need. Again, that's reinforcing your intuition and yourself. Because there'll be some days if you've been dieting and your body's like, hey, yay, Ray, I want mac and cheese. And honoring that maybe it needs that craving or comfort food, because once it's given that, it's like, okay, let's go back to greens. I can do this. Because your needs are going to constantly change. And when you're in the present moment, the more you do that, when you're asking yourself, it's going to bring you into that present moment, not keep you in past or future. And that's where your point of power to change is. And the more you do that, you can trust yourself more, you trust your instincts more, and you're feeding yourself. You're giving yourself what you truly need that's coming from that place of soul, that place of wisdom. This wasn't anything that was earth-shattering, but it's made such a huge difference in my life that I wanted to share it with you, and I want to hear how it's going and what people think, and if you found it supportive. Take actions from today's podcast. Broadly define self-time for you. Change your mindset. Schedule self-time for each day. Be aware to make sure it really is self-time. Check in with yourself to see what you truly need. Next month, we're focusing on awareness. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.